Hey guys, what's up? It is Select Start here, back at it again with a fire episode today. We got so many topics to talk about. We got so much. Caleb won't shut up about this topic he brought to the table today, and he's just been going on and on about it.
He has to go first.
You know who it is. It's your boy, Gilded Age, aka Gavin. Wait, no, it's Gavin, aka Gilded Age. And then I got my two co-hosts with me. Go ahead, introduce yourselves, boys.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your other boy. The boy from down the block, around the corner. Maybe a couple cities over, who knows? Your brother from a different zip code. It's your boy, Russ. Russell. Bites the taquito.
It's me, Caleb, your boy.
Really distracted.
Yeah, Caleb, why don't you explain why you're distracted right now?
I'm playing Lost Ark. If you brought a Founders Pack, you could start playing the game early today.
Or if you're like...
And I got gifted one.
Because he kissed a guy.
Someone in a friend's stream, so I got to play early today. Took forever to get in for the first time, because Steam was like super overloaded and everybody was trying to download it and unpack it at the same time. And
yeah, mine's downloading right now, I'm not gonna lie.
And fucking eight times right now for the servers are pretty, they're not terrible, but they're not great.
Well, seeing that you started playing, how's it start? Listen on a little bit of the beginning of the game.
So basically, you start out by choosing your class, and with each class, there's like a, like a main class.
Oh.
So there's like the subclass is like martial artist, and then like the main class is like striker, war dancer, and something else. I don't remember what the other one is. And then there's warrior, gunslinger, mage. What's the other one? And assassin, I think it is. And so each of them have like a main class you get to pick. And before you pick, after you create your character and pick your like subclass, it lets you test out each of the classes before you decide on a final one you actually want to play. So it'll put you in like a training room with like all the skills unlocked and stuff, and you get to try it out.
Okay, hold on now. So you're telling me they get like... They give you the end game?
No, it's not the end game, because like once you choose it, that's like your class. Like you start the game as that.
But you get to start the beginning basically like super leveled up, so you have all your abilities.
It's just like a little training room before you actually start the game. Like you can go in and try it out, see if you actually like it.
So Caleb, okay. Do you
no,
have
and
Caleb,
what do you end up going with, though? Hold on. I am a
sharpshooter, which is a gunslinger. It's basically like, in other MMOs, it's basically like a ranger. He uses a bow and arrow for his attacks.
I remember when Caleb was a ranger in D&D.
Oh, yeah, yes. And he shot the goblin that I was trying to talk to.
Oh, yeah, I'd snipe that bitch. I remember that.
So, Caleb, you already have 9.5 hours on the game. Has that just been nothing but you waiting?
It might have been earlier when I went to work and I was sitting in character select. I don't know how long it takes for it to kick you off. But I played for like probably like 2 hours before I went to work. I'm currently level 15, but you start like your starting level is level 10. So you started out as level 10.
They give you a little boost.
Interesting.
It's not really a boost per se. It's just, instead of starting at 1, you start at 10. It's like the starting level, I guess.
I understand.
But, yeah, it's pretty cool so far. No, I mean, not really. Like, until you get to level 50, you're basically just running around doing the main quest solo leveling. That's like the fastest way to get to 50. And then once you get to 50, you get your daily and like weekly quests you can do. And then you get like end game raids and like dungeons. And then you can do PvP, which is like one of the big things in the game.
Test your might.
Yeah, Total exactly. And then you get after you do like a couple missions in the beginning, you get a free mount. You get a horse. You get to choose like from 3 different colors. It's like black, white, and brown.
Classic choices.
Yeah. you also, at a certain level, I don't know which level, I think it's like in the 30s or 20s, you get a ship that you can go around on to different continents.
Okay.
Then you get what's called a stronghold, which is basically like your house. You can like deck it out and stuff.
Hmm. Okay.
So it's like it's really customizable. So.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Pretty much. Really- and then with the Founders packs, I got the bronze one, which is the basic one, and so I got a free pet, which is a cat. You get to choose from 3 different cats. You get 30 days of crystalline aura, which is like their like optional in-game subscription you can do that gives you like a little bit of extra perks. You get to, I think there's teleport for free, ocean liner fees, which is like a ferry you can take instead of taking your own boat, which is a little faster. It's 50% off. Life energy recovers 10% faster, and like a bunch of like cooldown stuff. And but you get it. It's not kind of, but like there's when you go into some new areas, there's like a very, 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 very short like loading screen. It takes like 2 seconds, but other than that, it's basically open world.
Okay, I can dig it. I like that. So like, what's like the? I guess right now you said you're just leveling up.
Yeah. So there's a shit ton of side quests, but if you want to get to 50 the fastest, like the fastest way possible, you just do the main quests, and that'll get you to 50. And then if you want, you can go back and do the side quests. Like the side quests basically there for like completionists who want to do like everything. So if you do like all the side quests and stuff too, it's going to take you longer to level up.
Yeah, I got you.
That's pretty cool.
I like the way you're talking.
Yeah, it's pretty fun so far. Like usually when I start like a new game, I'll get bored of it pretty quickly. I just want to go back to playing League. But I haven't gotten bored of this yet.
Good. Very good. So all of this and what you're saying, what's his face? Gavin said he's waiting on him. I'm waiting on him.
Okay, I think, does the silver pack come with a skin?
Yeah.
I know some of them come with like a Special Founders edition.
The silver skin pack comes with just the Founders pack. And that's really all it says. It says it comes with 3-day head start, 1,000 royal crystals, a pet, Founders title, 30 resurrection feathers, 10,000 silver, an equipment crate, tool crate, or tool chest, a level 20 chest, a level 30 chest, 40 and 50, and then 30 days of crystalline aura benefits.
Yeah, so you get everything the bronze gets, plus the fly crate.
That's pretty cool.
Then let's see the premium one.
The platinum one you get. So Quantum, the streamer I watch, he bought a platinum one and a gold one because they stack. So you get like double. So he spent $150 on Founders Packs.
So with the platinum, you get the pet, you get everything bronze and gold and everything gets. So you get 77,000 Royal Crystals, a pet, skin, and a mount. And another skin, a character expansion slot, a title, wallpaper, a structure, a raptor, gift selection chest, launch day limited card pack, 60 resurrection feathers, 50,000 silver, 5 adventurers crates, gatherer tools, and then a level 20, 30, 40, 50 chests, and a 30-day crystalline aura benefits.
Yes, and then also on Twitch, they just did a prime loot for Lost Ark where it gave you another extra 5 days to the crystalline aura and some chests.
So
if you link your Steam in a Lost Ark account with it, you can claim that now.
I will have to go do that. Also, if you have Prime, the free game this month, one of them is Stellaris. If you like RTS, and you like space games and stuff, I highly suggest it. It's really cool. You can like customize your own race, and you basically run an empire and try to take over the galaxy. And like you have like territory, and the other people have territories, and you like fight for it and stuff. And it's really cool.
So I'm watching Quantum play right now. He's been playing since it came out this morning at 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And he hasn't stopped. He's level 45 right now.
Jesus.
Yeah, so he's 5 levels away from
max level
50. But once you get to level 50, there's also a thing called I think it's legacy level that keeps leveling up. And you can use that to apply to like your skills and stuff. So there's like lots of different skills, and you can level them up, and then once you get them to level 4, there's like different options that you can select for that skill, like amplified damage, or you can do your mana cost is 50% less, or a bunch of other stuff. So you have to like figure out which one is best for your skill and best for the situation that you're in. So there's a lot of strategy to it too.
For those who are broke like me, the game comes out February 11th is when you'll be able to play if you don't buy anything.
This Friday, it is free to play if you don't buy Founders Pack.
But before we move on from like RPGs, my D&D game, we actually just finished up our... it's kind of like a interlude, I guess. Not an interlude. Intermission for our campaign. Because we went into this fight thinking we were all going to die. Somehow we all survived. But we all already made backup characters and we decided that we wanted to change. So I have a new character. And I think it's a pretty interesting character. So it's a shadow magic sorcerer and a phantom rogue.
Shadow magic
sorcerer. Yeah, so it's like very sneaky. We just
is
very sneaky and
very nice.
But yeah, when we were building the characters, we do the a custom point buy system. And so I maxed out my dexterity. So my dexterity is 20. And my bonus to stealth is 13. So I roll a minimum 14 stealth roll no matter what.
That's
I can roll a natural one and still roll a 14 on my... So literally, if I roll a 6 or above, it's automatically 20.
And, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I built him to be like the ultimate stealth machine. And it's a really interesting character build because of how Phantom, like Shadow Sorcerer and Phantom work so well together for like role playing and stuff. Because Shadow Sorcerer, one of the things is like you're like kind of this undead, not dead, but like barely considered alive thing, and like your skin is like cold to the touch and like you're consumed kind of by like this darkness. And then the Phantom Rogue, when you kill someone, you can steal their soul and put it into a coin, and you can then use that coin to gain proficiency in something. And so yeah, it's really, they work super well together, and I can't wait to come like, back with some stories.
You just fucking get to like give someone inspiration, get a coin, get inspiration.
Pretty much, yeah, pretty much. I can literally every...
That's so fucking busted.
Yeah, every day at dawn, or every day when I make a long rest, I can take one of the coins or the souls, and maybe it's just I can change it, but basically I can pick something new to have proficiency in that I'm not proficient in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's really, really cool, and... Like, also when I go to 0 hit points, I get to make a charisma saving throw. And if I do, then I don't die. I come back, I think, with like 1 HP. So, very, very cool character. And I can't wait to play him. And my fiance drew his character art too. So,
ooh, post a picture soon, please.
Got you. I have it. I have it on this computer.
I definitely want to see that.
I think, is it this one? No. Let me find it, but yeah, it's super fucking cool, and I can't wait to be able to play him and come back here with some cool stories about how the character kind of plays as, and just some weird wacky stuff, because this storyline that we were doing that we kind of thought was like coming to an end, apparently it's not. So more timey-wimey bullshit.
Timey-wimey bullshit.
Yeah, it's fucking insane, because right now the characters we were playing went to the town we started from that got us to the Fae, and they were like, so you're from the future, and so we need to send you back to your past, which is our future, and also your technical future, because like you guys aren't going to come here because you fixed everything, but we still remember you, so we got to send you back. And it's like, if we already fixed everything and we don't come here, then do we get to go back in time to fix everything? Like, how does this work? And so, yeah, it's a bunch of timey-wimey bullshit.
I am counting down the days. 17 of them are left.
Oh, we all know it comes out. We all know.
Elden Ring?
Yep.
I am counting down the days. I actually just ordered an external hard drive so I could start saving all the other games to my hard drive.
Nice.
I can't wait for that game to come out so you can come and just talk about it.
I am going to talk so much about it. I am so excited.
Also, I posted the character art if you... Ooh. I don't know if you saw it in the moderator chat.
I'm going to now. Hey, yo!
Yeah. Pretty fucking cool.
Hell yeah. That's edgy as fuck.
Yeah.
But I like it. I do like it a lot.
Yeah. But on another note, because I know you said you have a topic, but you want to wait to talk about it.
Yeah.
So
something towards the end.
Okay. So
I mean, there's something else I wouldn't mind talking about, but like it's It's more of another podcast, actually, is really what I...
Okay.
I definitely... You know, I watched the Archive 81 show.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good show.
It was insanely good.
It was creepy.
Right. What's even creepier is the actual podcast.
Yeah, apparently a lot of people were mad, though, because they changed a lot of stuff. Like, the main character is supposed to be a lesbian, and her friend that came in to visit her is, like, her wife in the podcast.
Yes.
That's a weird thing to change.
Melody and her blonde roommate or whatever that she had in college.
Yeah.
They're lovers. But I don't want to spoil too much now because, I mean, the show just dropped. I don't want to, like, sit here and...
I mean, it's been out for a while now.
Yeah, but still spoilers, you know.
Yeah, I don't,
people get mad at it.
Here's what I will say. I will talk about the podcast because the podcast has actually been around for even longer than the show.
Yeah.
Big shout out though to the Archive 81 and Dead Signals crew who did produce the Archive 81 podcast. It's an insane story. Like, it is absolutely crazy. Everything is done based off cassette tapes. But in the show, Dan views the tapes off of a handheld camera. Whereas in the beginning of the podcast, he actually doesn't view them, he listens to them. He doesn't actually see anything. He just listens to the tapes.
Yeah.
And the tapes act as some kind of ritual to summon a higher power god, some old god type shit, some Cthulhu type shit. And he listens to Melody, and him listening to the tapes actually is part of the ritual, and he gets sucked into this other world where he comes in contact with the said old god, who is someone known as Samuel. Samuel is in the show, but...
Yeah, he's like the cult leader.
Yeah, but the show is not at all what he is in the podcast.
Oh, really?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. So, there's like this mirror world, right, Gavin?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And when the ritual gets enacted, Dan gets sent to the mirror world.
This is sounding very Cthulhu, like, Lovecraftian.
Dude. Oh, dude, it is. I've never actually, like, dedicated time. I mean, because we make this podcast, you know, so I listen to it regardless.
Right.
But I've never dedicated any time to listen to another podcast until I watched Archive 81. I was like, dude, I gotta fucking see what this is about. I am on episode 32.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn.
Yeah, I have been literally nonstop listening to this. It is so fucking good.
I feel you, man, because I'm like that with the official podcast. I started at like episode 80 something. I think I'm on episode 200 and something now.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking it's wild, bro.
A good podcast, you just get lost in it.
It's so well produced. They actually have like paid actors. Like, it is so phenomenally well done. They spend so much money on, like, the community that they have, that they built, definitely, like, gave money to their Patreon and helped them out a fuck ton. So, like, I am so glad that, like, Netflix turned into a show, which hopefully garnered more listeners for them.
Yeah.
Because, dude, I did not think it got as deep as it got, but I am down the fucking rabbit hole. I am Alice in Wonderland in this bitch. Like... It went from just a common theme. Everything is connected by tapes. And I mean, they stick to that in the television show. There's a commonality between everything. Everything is connected by the tapes.
Yeah.
But like, in the beginning of season two, when Dan gets flung into the mirror world, he wakes up and he is a human fucking boombox. His belly,
what the fuck?
His belly literally got a tape, like a tape, like, you know, like a fucking cassette player, like, surgeried into it.
What the fuck?
What in the world?
Bro, That's I'm still at the tip of the iceberg, y'all.
I might have to check this out.
Like, I'm literally still at the tip of the iceberg. Like, he gets surgically implanted like a cassette player into his body, and it goes so fucking deep after that. Like, there's different ways into the world. There's different people who are interconnected through the story. There's a little side story called the Golden Age, which gives you a little bit of background on how it all really kind of started.
Yeah.
Like, it, dude.
Gavin, have you watched the show at all?
I have seen the first two episodes.
Homie, you gotta finish it.
Yeah, but, dude, it's so good.
It's actually insanely good.
Yeah, sorry. It's just that, Ozark dropped their last season, so we've been watching that because we're obsessed with it, and it's insanely good as well.
There ain't nothing wrong with that. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
Oh, and then also, like, I'm also trying to keep up with the Book of Boba Fett and Demon Slayer as well.
Have you guys watched Vox Machina at all?
No, but I was going to check it out.
It's so good.
Are you talking?
Is it another Prime show?
Yeah, but it's made by a Critical Role.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Do all the D&D stuff.
You mean the beautiful Matthew Mercer?
And Marisha Ray. All the people from Critical Role voice the people in the show.
Oh yeah, I fucking love Critical Role.
It's so good. It's so good and it's hilarious.
Yeah, they're so fucking funny. If you wanted to listen to a D&D podcast, they just started a new campaign and they're only like 7 episodes in, and I mean each episode's like 3 hours long, but it's so fucking funny, man.
I would like to finish Archive 81 before I do anything else.
Yeah.
I'm close. I think there's like 40 something episodes. Yeah. So like I'm already on, you know, I'm close enough.
Yeah.
I've been listening to one podcast, but it's not gaming related.
Yeah. It's called, well, he's also been listening to Select Start.
I've been listening to this podcast. It's David Spade and Dana Carvey.
Oh my god, that's fucking hilarious. That's already hilarious. And
they talk to like people who used to be on cast with Saturday Night Live, and like people that came and hosted, and they just talk about like stuff that happened on Saturday Night Live, and like,
oh, it's not funny anymore.
Skits that didn't make it on and stuff, and it's really funny. I just listened to one that they did with Tom Hanks.
Oh god. I could only imagine that he's actually a really funny person.
He is.
I could definitely imagine that Tom Hanks is actually an extremely funny person.
Yeah. But
Big, that whole movie, goofball.
Since we're on the topic of podcasts, to our dear listeners, if you are listening on Spotify, there is actually going to be a question for every episode that you can answer, and we'll probably read some of the answers on the podcast.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm going to be, if you go back to the last episode and scroll to the top, the question was, what is your favorite esport? I kind of just noticed it and added it to the last episode, but didn't tell anyone, so we don't have any answers on it. But if you are listening on Spotify, or even if you just want to answer the question, you can go over to Spotify, find us on there, select/start, and just scroll to the top of the episode and you can answer the questions. There will be one for this episode as well. I don't know what question I'm going to do yet, but I have a few of them, so
yeah.
You know, on the topic of, you know, things that are sci-fi and like otherworldly and stuff, let's dive a little bit into some mythos or something. Give me for each of you, what is your I will phrase this question. I don't know who's religious that's listening to us. If anybody is, anyways, don't want to offend anyone. Who is your supposed favorite god from anything that could be mythology or what have you?
Oh man, that's a hard one. I really like Ganesh, and I also really like Loki.
Actual Loki,
Yeah,
not
like
okay.
yeah, not the MCU, like the actual literal Loki.
The true god of mischief and what a mischief and something else.
Fuck, I can't remember, but yeah.
And tomfoolery.
Yeah, the Joker god.
Also, I've the father and daughter are pretty cool. That's from Star Wars. So it's they're force gods. They're pretty cool and kind of interesting. If you consider Darth Nihilus like a godlike figure, I think his story is really fucking like interesting. It's like a really super unique story, and he's one of my favorite characters.
Caleb, what you got? Who's your favorite god?
Oh man, I don't even know. I've never really thought about it.
Well, I mean, like, just take anything. Greek, Roman, Norse.
I don't know.
Fictional.
I was really into, when I was younger, I was really into like Egypt.
Okay.
So
What are the Egyptian gods then?
like Anubis and like Ra and stuff like that. I used to want to be an Egyptologist when I
You know
was
what's
younger.
Isis is a pretty
funny?
cool one. She's really interesting.
You know what's really funny to me is that Anubis is for most other people. I mean, and it's genuinely like widespread, but Anubis is essentially Charon.
Yeah.
He's the ferryman.
Yeah. My
And
boy, shout out to my boy Sobek.
Charon is actually like widely spread across many different religions,
Yeah.
and he's known by tons of different names, but the River Styx and
Is it?
Charon are literally commonalities across several religions.
Wasn't the ferryman in RK81? Or am I?
Charon, no, Charon is
I might be thinking of something else, but I swore there was like they called somebody or something a ferryman in the show.
No. There is some type of ferryman entity in RK81. But I don't know about it. I don't remember it in the show, but I do know in the podcast there is a and like it, I think it's at the end of season one, middle of season two, they talk about it.
Yeah.
So, but for me, I think Apollo is just a Chad, and like I have to hella respect Apollo
Yeah.
because homie is just
Hol literally holding the world up on his shoulders.
no, that's Atlas, you fucking silly.
Yep, I was testing you.
Yeah. Anyways, Apollo is just a Chad ass god. Like, dude is just slow as fuck, comes riding in on a chariot of horses type shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, homie just like comes blazing in. I for some reason I always like the idea of like a war style god, so like, you know,
Yeah, the Roman
Mars,
god of war.
Ares. Fucking
yeah,
Ares, bro, so mad.
Ares, yeah, Ares, like Apollo is like a general. He's not like an actual like god of war, but he's like a, you know, leader of an army.
Yeah.
If I was to go for something like Egyptian, it would probably be Horus.
Horus?
Yes.
Shout out to my boy
Horus is cool.
Sobek.
I would probably have to say Horus. In Norse, I mean, dude, Odin, like the whole entire thing revolving around the Allfather, like he it just his ability, like he's Zeus without all the sex. Like he's Zeus if Zeus was actually not horny all of the time, and literally fucked anything that walked.
Yeah,
that's fair.
So I like Odin, and I like that Odin has, you know, has been told and been made to have a judiciary system, the crows on his shoulders.
Yeah.
Like I think that's really, really fucking cool.
Interesting
another one. Go ahead.
The interesting thing about Odin. Do you know how he lost his eye?
No idea.
So Odin, the reason he's kind of, I think it's maybe misremembering this. It might be another name he's called, but I think the reason he's called Allfather is because he went to a giant who has a well of wisdom. And it is said if you drink from the well of wisdom, you'll gain a bunch of wisdom and knowledge. And so Odin went to him in a time when Odin was still kind of gaining power and was like, hey, you know, what can I do to for you to allow me to drink from the well of wisdom? And the giant was like, okay, well, what can I tell him? You know, try basically, he's like, you know, I don't really like you, and I'm going to give you something that I know you won't do. And he goes, I want your eye. He's like, you're going to have to pluck out your eye and give it to me. And Odin, without a thought, plucked that shit out, dropped it into the well, and then drank straight from the well, and then just went home. Like, it was no big deal. Motherfucking badass.
I mean, no, for real. Like, Odin is actually, like, literally in all of his mythos is just a fucking badass.
Literally goes around conquering fucking places just because he's like, you know what? If y'all want war and shit, okay, bet. I'll end all of it, and then we'll finally have peace.
Exactly. We will come to an agreement.
He's like, well, yeah. I'll get peace by force.
Not be the agreement you want, but we'll come to an agreement.
Oh yeah, we're gonna say yes by the end of this. We're all gonna be friends.
We're gonna get peace by force. He's like, all right, hey, guys.
Don't worry. You want me to show up? Shit. Say what's up to my boy Heimdall. Okay.
Right.
Say what's up to my boy Heimdall. You think I'm fucking around? You seen that guy?
Also, I think I hate the way that the MCU portrays Loki, because he's nothing like the mythos of Loki. Because make him out to be such a bad guy.
Well, yeah, but that's the point. He was made as a villain. He wasn't made as anti-hero, I guess?
Yeah, in the mythos, he's not so much like an anti-hero or anything. He really does like love his family and want the best for them.
He is the bastard child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like he still is like, you know, like he like there have like been times where he has saved Thor's ass. And got Thor out of a lot of things and saved Freya and saved a bunch of people because he is insanely fucking smart.
He's insanely smart and he's actually insanely strong.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he has a lot of power.
Yeah.
And I think that gets very undersold.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So, I mean, I don't
know. Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of stuff. I mean, there's the Japanese gods, and then the Chinese gods, and then, you know, the Indian gods, or the Hindu gods, excuse me.
Yeah.
Or Ganesh. Like Buddha, for instance.
Yeah. I mean,
like, that is one thing that drew me to, I more so follow the manga rather than the anime, but Records of Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm.
It is quite literally what drew me in, is because of the involvement of the mythos of all cultures.
Yeah, and I like that they, like, the humans are, like, you know, like, Adam, and, like, you know, war heroes and like, people of legend.
Number one dude, Kenshi Huang. Like, mm-hmm. The literal uniter of China.
Yeah.
In history. Like, the first emperor of China. Like, dude, what? That man was so powerful, he united all those territories into one. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's really cool.
So, I mean, I like that. I like that a lot. So I think that's kind of what sparked the question, was just because I was like, you know, I mean, we're on the topic of sci-fi and mythos and all the old shit. So,
yeah.
That was a little fun topic to ask.
Yeah. Also, with like, so, you know, Darth Nihilus is one of my favorite Star Wars characters, and he's considered like this, what is, I don't know the right word, kind of like an eldritch, kind of like this weird kind of being that's not really what he started out as. And his story's super fucking cool, because his planet, his home planet, was destroyed during the Mandalorian War by the Jedi. They killed his entire fucking planet. They didn't mean to, but still. Yeah, because they, I don't know why, they're fucking dumb. They made this giant machine that would increase gravity by like 1,000, and it completely ripped his home world apart and collapsed it in on it. It was called the mass shadow generator, and it was going to be used to kill all of the Mandalorians, but it ended up killing everyone, like Mandalorian, Sith, Republic, and Qatar, or not Qatar, fucking Maven 5, I think is the home planet name. And what happened was, is almost everyone died instantly, but there were a few survivors on the planet, and one of them was Nihilus, and he lost his family, he lost his friends, and with this, and he's surviving, he's in terrible pain, and so he digs like really deep and ends up getting access to the dark side of the Force, and starts walking the planet, finds someone that's still alive, and he uses the Force to basically take their life force for himself. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how he started getting all this power. And so then he becomes this dude who has this mask and robe on, and he can suck the life forces out of people. And while he's doing this, it's just giving him more and more power, and his body like slowly starts to just fade away. So he has to bound his spirit to his mask and his robes, and then he goes around and he just starts literally draining all planets of life. Like Jedi.
Why does this sound like some fucking Full Metal Alchemist shit?
And he
bind your fucking soul to your mask and your robe. Get the fuck out of
because
here.
Because he just does not have a physical body anymore.
Somebody wipe that seal off the fucking inside of this mask. I've seen this somewhere before. This is bullshit.
He did it through a really powerful ritual too.
Oh,
yeah, he did.
You say?
Yeah. Yep, he did.
Did he give up something? Did he give up somebody's right arm and fucking left leg?
No, but he gave up the rest of his physical body, I guess. He does not have a dog.
The law of equivalent exchange, you say?
Does he have a daughter that is now a dog?
Yeah!
Maybe. And anyways,
he fucking does.
So he goes around and trying to quench this hunger that is limitless. It's endless. Yeah, he can't.
He's got a limitless hunger. He's got a
He can't quench it, man. He just can't. So he goes to planets and just drains them of all life and leaves them completely barren. I mean, no trees, plants.
That gave him a lot of fucking strength. Oh.
And this, what the interesting part is, this ends up becoming his downfall. Because his apprentice,
you don't say.
His apprentice betrays him and is like, you know, since I betrayed you, you can feed off me, and that weakens him and allows a Sith that he betrayed, kill him, and basically they were able to get rid of him. And there's a small piece of his soul still in his mask, and it is said that if anyone puts that mask on, he'll come back.
I'm contacting Hiromu Arakawa, the Japanese manga artist best known for creating Full Metal Alchemist and Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, and let her know that her idea was stolen.
What if this came out beforehand, though? What if this was before Full Metal Alchemist?
Give a shit.
I don't know. Let's see. Man,
I'm teasing.
I do want to see, though. How old is Full Metal Alchemist?
2003.
Oh.
Honestly, the Star Wars mythos and stuff is hella old, though. George Lucas has been around for a while. That man was probably writing all this shit way back then.
Right.
So, but I just, it's funny. It's funny that the ideas relate. Like, it's coincidence.
Oh, yeah, no. It's really cool, though. I like seeing that because it's like, you know, it's like different ideas, but they're kind of similar. It's like they kind of have inspiration from each other, or maybe they don't. You know, it's
maybe they're two completely organic and separate ideas that have been completely thought up by each artist or author, and they just happen to coincidentally match up with certain ideas.
Okay, so Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 2 came out almost an entire year after Fullmetal Alchemist came out. So maybe they really did just fucking straight up. They were like,
George Lucas for reparations.
Maybe they really were just like, you know what? What if we just did this?
It's the whole thing of good and evil. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's the same old story told across fucking time.
Caleb, I don't know what Google Doc you sent. Oh, okay.
Oh, it's for Lost Ark. Ooh. So it basically you can go on there, and at the top you can click on whatever class you're going to play, and it'll show you what skills to level up at every level.
Huh. Because I think I'm probably going Deathblade. This Deathblade looks cool. Oh, there's a tier list. Actually, let me check the tier list first. So Gunslinger's the number one, and the one I want is almost at the bottom. All right, well.
Oh, I'm S. Fine. S tier.
Yeah, S plus. Oh, wait, no, you're Sharpshooter, right?
Yeah. Gunslinger is the only S plus. Gunslinger, I think, is kind of like a tank-y class.
Hmm. Well, that's
cool. He carries around like a big ass gun.
You don't say.
Also, another game that came out recently, Legends of Arceus. I'm
grinding.
I have, and there's some funny stuff you can do. So the alpha Pokemon, they're pretty hard to catch, but people have found out that if you time it complete, like if you time it right, you can throw a Pokeball at them, and then if they break out, if you time the throw right, you can literally lock them into just you throwing Pokeballs at them, and you'll eventually catch them, and it's the funniest shit ever. Because like they,
it's like a stun lock.
Kind of, yeah. So like you throw a Pokeball, and then like you'll see. So they made it a lot easier to tell if a Pokemon's gonna break out or not. So if the Pokemon's gonna break out, the Pokeball will make like three little jumps, and if you time it like right when the last jump comes out, you can throw another Pokeball, and they get out and they get mad and they like do a little scream first, but before they can do the scream and like knock you down or like run at you, it'll hit them and then they go straight back into the Pokeball, and you can just sit there and if you time it right, just lock them in this endless cycle of you trying to catch them. And it's so funny.
Yeah.
But it's also so much fun to play. Like there's so much to do, and I have 4 shinies right now.
Ooh.
It has never been easier to catch shinies.
Fancy, huh?
I have
4 shinies on deck.
Yeah, they give a guaranteed shiny Ponyta. And then I have a shiny Ursaring, a shiny, what are my other ones? Because I know there are ones that I'm not really going to use. I think one's a Geodude. And another one is... what's it called? Can't think of the name. Hold on. I can figure this out. Oh, Psyduck. Yeah, so Psyduck, Teddy Ursaring, the Ponyta that you get. I have one more, but I can't remember what it is. But the mass outbreaks are really cool. Time distortions are fucking terrifying. The game's a lot harder. I did the, what is it, the 4th noble Pokemon you have to defeat? Or the 5th? No, 4th. 4th. And fuck, man, that thing is fucking hard. It is so hard to beat it. Like, if you fuck up once, it's like, okay, I'm dead. Let me redo this. And it's like they don't care. Like the third, I've died once in the game, or well, twice. Once to a noble Pokemon because it completely destroyed me, And another one was because I was riding my weird ear way too fast and fell off a cliff and died. So, but the game's a lot harder with these noble Pokemon and just the world in general. Like, you can be riding around on your mount and an alpha Pokemon can knock you off of it and it can fuck you up if, like, Pokemon start to swarm you or something. But it's a lot of fun. I have a bunch of alphas. Have pretty cool team. I have Typhlosion, Mantine, Gastrodon, Glaceon, Hippowdon, Typhlosion, Hippowdon, Gastrodon, Glaceon. Who's my other two? Oh, Ralts and Arcanine. Oh, and the new Arcanine form is pretty cool. I want the shiny version. The shiny version looks really cool. He's yellow and like a grayish black. So the game's a lot of fun. I recommend it if you really like Pokemon. A lot of people are saying it's really empty open world, but there's no other towns but Jubilife. And the whole thing is like kind of going out surveying Pokemon and catching Pokemon and doing requests and doing outbreaks. Like, outbreaks are cool. Like, time distortions are a lot of fun. And there's a lot of hidden little secrets in there that you can do. Yeah. And like, there's some cool like ways to evolve Pokemon and stuff. Like, you can get all the Eevees like in the first like hour of the game and just do like a full Eevee run with like your favorite Eeveelutions, which is really cool.
Nice.
Do you have another thing to talk about, or was that the archive one you wanted to wait for?
Oh no, I wanted to say something, but I mean, if we're winding down to the end of the podcast, it's something that like it's just a serious topic. Like, yeah. It's something that actually like I streamed today, you know, my 2v Tuesday mm-hmm. tournament, and it's just like something we definitely gotta stop tolerating. So I'm gonna say it here, and I mean, again, I really hope.
I think I know what you're about to.
Yeah,
talk about.
It's something that I do not want. It's uncalled for.
Mm-hmm.
So I had like 17 teams in my tournament today. It's a good turnout. Like, I think it's the most teams I've had ever.
Yeah.
And there was a team that joined. The team name was Niger. And you know how to spell the country Niger.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to sit here and spell it for you, but Gavin, you know how to spell the country yeah. Niger, right?
Right.
Obviously, the team color was black.
Hmm.
If you see where I'm going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's... And of course, they made it to the finals. So on my screen is this, and the team lost. Like, thankfully, my friends, my organization members were on the other side of finals, and they won. They swept them. But as soon as that happened, both the team members came into my chat, and the one of them didn't say anything. They just sent an emote, the fucking hog snake emote, you mm-hmm. know, big old open wide mouth snake. I still block them regardless and ban them. But the other person, first thing they say as soon as they pop in my chat is, "You look like you touch kids."
What the fuck?
Like, again, I you know, I'm old. I was around when Call of Duty had the Xbox Live chats, and I mean, you guys know the memes, but like that shit was real. I mean, I don't know if you guys played Call of Duty, but like that shit was real.
Right.
People hop in the live chat and they're just saying racial slurs and "I'm gonna fuck your mom" and "I'm your dad now" and all that other bullshit.
Right.
But like, we just need like a zero tolerance rule for that stuff.
Oh yeah,
like,
no.
There's no need for it, dude. Like, I don't care if you're being edgy or you're like, no, it's a joke, I swear to God. Like, it's not a joke, bro.
Like, that's just fucked up.
Like, there's no, absolutely no reason for, like, hate speech or racism in a video game. Like,
yeah.
And again, I took it was professional. Like, I mean, he said it, and I was just like, oh, damn, you got me. Like, you shut down my entire stream. You're so
yeah, yeah, fuck that guy.
Look at you, guy. And I was just like, and so like I typed the ban in the chat, and I guess I typed his name wrong, so I randomly banned somebody else. You know, poor other person. But like, I ended up figuring it out, and he was like, look at this guy, he doesn't know how to ban anyone. And it's just like, okay, I'll just click your name and do it the old fashioned way.
Right.
I'll just go to your profile. So and then I immediately reported their profile. And so, you know, of course, I tell everybody else in the chat, hey, you know, go report him and ban him and block him or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, just go ahead and take care of that.
Right.
And literally, like, five people instantly on it. And, like, when my organization coach hopped in, I was like, hey, man, you know, you mind going over, looking these two accounts up and banning him? He searched the first account, and it was already suspended.
Dang.
God dang.
Like, it was either suspended or deactivated, right?
Right.
So, like either Twitch took care of it immediately when five, like, reports came in on the same account, like, almost instantly, or the dude did the whole, like, you can't fire me because I quit.
Right.
You know what I
mean? And just, like, instantly deactivated his account or whatever.
Fuck that guy, man.
But yeah, so like the other person didn't say anything. And like, I'm not gonna talk to them or talk bad about the other person, but the fact that you're guilty by association is even worse.
Right, yeah.
Like the fact that you were willing to go along with it is even worse. Like,
gotta call that shit out, man.
Like no fucking need, dude. Like and I mean, another one of my Rocket League friends did some shit like this. There was a female streamer hosting a tournament, and he hopped in there, and his team name was Fantasy Women's Rights, which, like, he didn't really say exactly what he was intending to say, but basically saying women's rights are a joke.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, bruh, why? Like, I know you're just fucking full of it right now, but why? You're just on a streamer's tournament that person has you on stream winning a game, and we can see your username. Like, what is your deal? Like, your shit can get blocked, banned, reported immediately, and like you're screwed.
Yeah.
All the work you've done on an account
Could just be gone instantly.
All the money you've spent on an account, all this, all that, like, you know, people out here, they're not Tyler One. Like, I use him as an example because Tyler One is how to do it properly. If you kind of catch my drift.
Yeah.
Like Tyler One is how to troll like an excessive amount, but not break the fucking rules.
Yeah,
right.
And like, his whole thing too is it's like a character that he puts on. Like in person, right. He's like the nicest guy.
Dude, Tyler One is one of the nicest fucking people in the. I've seen.
I mean, he's fucking so funny.
He's
too.
So kind. He's such so a good funny. Person.
Yeah,
but like it's character. It's a persona. It's how he gets his views.
Yeah,
and like and it's funny because like yes, Tyler One is a rager. Like right. It's just facts. It's that part.
And the fucking Logitech headset, like it's a staple too. Like his whole like brand is him being angry with this crappy Logitech mic that he's had that he's abused and.
Yeah, no, but it's a bit.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly.
Everything is a bit except for him genuinely getting pissed. Because yeah. Like, it 100% started with him genuinely getting pissed.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And now he is the only human being with a Riot account that can do whatever he wants. And Riot just probably has an employee on a fucking rotating schedule watching his account.
Yeah, no, if you didn't know, actually, Tyler 1, because of, like, how salty and, like, how angry he would always be when he was playing League, he actually got, like, permanently banned. And so he went on this very long journey of Twitch streams of him doing other things to show Riot, like, hey, like, yeah, I know I took it too far and everything, so, like, I'm not expecting you to just unban me because I'm a big Twitch streamer, but let me show you that, like, I can actually, like, I can be better.
He's talented. He's insanely good.
And so,
he's been doing this thing where he's getting challenger in every role in the game. And so he's done it. Of course, he started out as an ADC main, Draven one trick. He's got challenger.
I was gonna say, wasn't he an ADC main? Like, wasn't that his actual role?
Yeah,
yeah. And then last season, he did jungle and top lane, the challenger, like only jungle, only top lane. And he did that. He got challenger with both of them
in the same season, like in the same year.
Yeah, in the same
season. Holy shit!
And then he did mid lane, and he got challenger in that. And then this season right now, what he's doing is...
he's doing bot lane.
Support to Challenger.
Okay, he's just doing support. He's not going to actually do bot lane.
Yeah, he's just doing support.
And okay. Then he'll be... Isn't he going to be like the first person to do it?
I don't know, but...
Like Challenger every role?
He's Challenger like every role. I believe he's like Master right now.
I wouldn't doubt it.
But,
And that's the thing, is like he is a prime example of a player who genuinely is good at games, who definitely like made some wrong decisions, but he garners such a crowd, such a like viewership for the game on top of putting on his little bit that like it just doesn't matter, bro. He's just one of those guys that he owned up to the mistake that he made and was like, look. Please just let me have my account. I will stop it. You can watch me do whatever, but like, please don't ban me.
Well, he went on like a 6 month like journey of him. Like, he did like baking things where he would like bake cookies and stuff, and like showed Riot like, hey, like here's me like, you know, being chill and stuff. Like I'm working on getting better at controlling my rage.
Because his entire life was stripped away because he's a fucking rager.
Yeah, and so then after like this long journey of him showing Riot, like, hey, like, look, I can be better and everything, they finally gave him his account back and everything. So, and he's a lot better. Like, he still obviously gets mad, but he's
also like one of the biggest faces on Twitch.
Yeah.
Specifically when it comes to League of Legends
and just Twitch in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's huge. So, I mean, like, that's.
He's streaming right now and he's got 32,000 people watching him.
But that's what I'm saying is like that's exactly how you can be edgy and fucking comical and I mean you can be an asshole like he
in the right way.
Exactly. He was an asshole. He inted so many games. I remember hearing it from Zach. Zach explained to me exactly like Tyler 1's journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I didn't realize it was like that, but like, holy shit, bro. Like, League literally put a target on this dude's back and like, we're going to pull the trigger if you do anything stupid. We're not going to hesitate. If you get caught slipping, we're going to take care of you.
Yeah, Riot won't do that anymore.
Oh, so they finally took that away? They finally...
Just streamer privilege in general right now is fucking ridiculous.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, like, especially, like, the most toxic rager guy in the entire game, Tarzan, he, like, never gets banned.
Oh, God. Is it bad?
Oh, yeah. He'll leave games, like, in the middle of the game because he's pissed off at his team, and he'll be like, fuck you guys, I'm out.
And, like, actually say that?
Yeah, literally. He'll be, like, calling his team dogs and, like, literal retards and just...
Jesus.
That's insane, bro. Yeah, see, that's the type of stuff, like, it's just, we need a zero tolerance policy, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it's not to the point where somebody like slips up, you know what I mean? Like, and it's like, oh, yeah, my God, you retard. Like, no, it's when like you can, when someone sends a clip in of this guy, like literally just berating somebody for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
Like, there's just no point in it, dude.
Yeah.
Like, it's something that I think we just need to hold ourselves at a higher standard for. Because, I mean, like I said, it kind of killed my mood on the stream, because the stream was good. I didn't, like, have a whole bunch of fucking people in it or anything. It's not like I had, like, you know, 35 people watching or something. But, like, I even tweeted about it. Like, you know, I may be some super small-time streamer, but don't come in my fucking shit acting like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I will excommunicate you so fast. Call me the fucking Pope. Like, like, I will literally take care of you so fucking quick, and I will have a horde of people on your ass. They yeah. me reporting you for no fucking reason. Like, you're going to get it everywhere. And I swear to God, like, I don't care if you've had the account for 15 years. Like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
There's just, I'm not in here. Like, we could banter all you want, but, like, don't come in here a mad kid because you lost and you were trying to be, like, blatantly edgy and all this other shit and act like you're just not going to get punished for it or you're just going to get away with it. Like, as soon as I saw the team name in the tournament, I scrolled over and I was like, I'm not one time am I going to put them on stream.
Yeah.
I'm not one time am I putting that match on stream. And then, of course, they made the fucking finals.
Yeah. Well, boys, we'll probably wrap it up in like an hour and a half.
An hour and six minutes,
by the way.
Oh.
you're playing.
He just wants to go Lost back to Lost.
Yeah,
Art.
He just wants to go back. But yeah, that'll do it for us. I think the takeaway here is don't be a fucking dick.
For no reason.
Yeah, just definitely. Don't be a dick. Just like, just chill. It's like they're games. Have fun. You know.
Yeah.
So yeah, that'll do it for us here, guys. Remember to leave us a review, please, on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Or wherever you get your podcast from, if they have reviews, you know, leave us reviews. They really help, and thank you guys a lot for listening. It really means a lot to us. I mean, you know, we're just kind of doing this as a hobby, but seriously, like, it's awesome seeing like that people are listening to the podcast.
Over here burping and not even giving a shit about the outro.
But for real, thank you guys. That's gonna do it for us.
To shut the fuck up.
Remember to answer the question.
Definitely answer the question. I want to see what you guys. I want to see what you guys say.
Yeah, I want to see some answers, some funny ones, some serious ones, some controversial ones. If I ask a question like, "Do you think C9 is better than TSM?" I want to see some spicy responses. You know what I mean? Or other spicy questions. Anyways. Caleb wants to go back to Lost Ark.
Let's just mute Caleb. Let's just mute him. This man just wants to get out of here.
Anyway, that's going to do it for us, guys. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
See y'all later.